Beloved heart dwellers, this is the time of year when our love and our devotion for the Lord is really tested by the world and its agenda and the way that Satan has twisted the Christmas season into being a holiday of outrageous spending. People work all year so they can spend all their money at Christmas time and party out. And while I'm not of that headset at all, I still have a weakness in the area of avarice. And I love beautiful things. My mother was partly an antique dealer in Chicago, and she sold expensive paintings in Marshall Field. So she was a connoisseur of fine things. And that kind of got ingrained in me as I was growing up. So this week I've been feeling a little distant from the Lord, like I'm not really in love with Jesus. I kind of cold, kind of empty. And I pulled a card that just shattered me the other day. It said, "You say you are mine, but your heart is far from me." And I got that card and I thought, oh no, is that for me? Am I there in that place? That's a terrible place to be. Well, I tried to think if it was for anyone else, and I asked around, and I really knew it was for me. It was the Lord's gentle correction. So I've been fighting this nasty streak of avarice, wanting this and wanting that, and window shopping for no real reason at all. Just really stupid, wasting time. And the Lord finally addressed it. I asked the Lord where I was at in my heart, if I loved him or if my heart was far from him. My first reading out of the Bible promises was money. My second reading was, be led by my spirit, not by your flesh. And my last reading was about hospitality. So obviously he's saying, I want you to give money away. I want you to take care of other people. You know, whatever we have that's left over, we need to take care of those people who don't have food for Christmas or whatever. So I was pondering how very backslidden I was. And last night, entertaining myself on Etsy, I was looking at pretty things while I ate dinner. The Lord had just allowed me to get a Star of David image to remind me of my Jewish roots and my consecration to Mary. And I was looking and thinking, well, that's really special. In fact, it had Mary all over it. When I opened the little box that it was in, I could just feel her love and her telling me, you are part of my family, that my bloodlines do go back to her somehow. And I was just really in seventh heaven about the vibe that was on this gift. It just was really her. I could really feel it. So I had Ezekiel bless it. It was a tiny little ring, and I put it on, and I was feeling very sweet about that. But then that avarice monster popped up and said, you know, maybe there's a better one on Etsy. You ought to look around a little bit and compare them, right? And I said, no, that's not the Lord. I know what you're up to. But what did I do anyway? I said, well, I'm going to eat dinner now, so I guess I'll look while I'm eating dinner. I mean, you guys, I'm weak. I am so weak. I really enjoyed looking through the pages on Etsy because they have some really beautifully crafted things. But where was my heart? I said, is my heart far from God? And I had to say, yes, it is. I would rather do that than press into the Lord in prayer right now. And I'm very depressed about myself and my curiosities, my play pretties, as Ezekiel calls them. So I was thinking that I deserve to be left behind. Then I became fearful. Truly, how far have I fallen, Lord? Am I blind to how far I've fallen? It must be very far. Am I losing my soul? Well, we had worship, and three Misty Edwards songs played during worship that were about the world and the things of the world. She's an incredibly anointed prophetess and musician, by the way. I highly recommend that you listen to her a lot, because she addresses the things that are really important for us right now. So we played three of her songs, the random picks. We put it on shuffle, and they were all about the thing I was struggling with. In the meantime, I do not have a fire for God, but for beautiful things that He created. And just the other night, I looked at photos of crystal mines and was delighted with the beautiful crystals and praising the Lord. I used to study geology, and I was very much into that in high school, even thinking I might become a geologist. And I thought, oh, Lord, am I so ashamed of my attachments? Well, then I was impressed to pull a card, because I was beginning to lose hope about myself and the condition of my soul. And it said, be at peace. Let nothing disturb you, frighten or upset you. And then the Lord began to speak. And before He did, I said, thank you, Lord. It is true. The only thing in this world I am really afraid of is myself. Myself and all my selfish impulses. I saw Jesus to my right, and He said, I'm listening, beloved one. Oh, Lord, how could you continue to love such a shallow person? He replied, you are weak. That I will give you. You also have exquisite taste and a deep appreciation for beauty. That, coupled with the internet, is a recipe for disaster. You see, the people of Earth are being tried way above their parents' previous limits. What was unthinkable in their parents' day is now at your fingertips, only a touch away. You see, Claire, when you look at beautiful things, you are window shopping, and that feeds lust and a drive to acquire things. You must starve the beast in every conceivable way. Instead of responding to the infomercials, shun them like dog excrement, because the infomercial can be really interesting, even for vitamins or something. You keep opening doors that should be locked behind you, my love. I have not drawn away. You have been preoccupied. What shall we do about this? Then he answered his own question and said, shun every occasion of sin, my love. Shun it and walk away. Come to me immediately and repent for having given in to such things, for having given such things a place in your heart where only I should dwell. Note also that this is the time of year curses are sent out to draw people away from me and into shopping, buying, eating, drinking, celebrating in extravagance. If they would only celebrate my birth, if only they would shun the malls and spend more time with me, if only their heart was not far from me, I would lavish choice graces on them. Lord, this is what I want. Eyes only for you. Please help me acquire that. I feel so distant from devotion to you, and I don't even know where to begin. And interestingly, one of Misty's songs was, I can't worship you, Lord, unless you give me the grace to worship you. And I was feeling that song very much in my heart. The Lord replied, I totally understand this, and I'm here to help you and the thousands more around the world who are in a similar dilemma. That is why I am giving you this message. There is a force pulling you towards avarice. You must deny it and walk away from every temptation with great resolution, rejecting the invitation. And I acknowledge that you cannot do this alone. I am here to help you, Claire. Wow, that's our Jesus. He's so sweet. I am wrapping you in a garment of self-control with new armor over your chest that will repel the arrows of lust for the things of the world. Remember this flat, steely, gray-plated breastplate over your red breastplate. Every day, you must really take the time to visualize each piece of armor, which you have not been doing. So Ed, when he said he had new armor for me, I saw a kind of a steely gray, flat gray breastplate with scales on it. So there were many layers of protection over the chest. He said, then repeat this short prayer. I renounce the lusts of the flesh, the world, and all that is in it. I desire only you, Jesus. Please remove them from my sight, and do not be ashamed to come to me if you have fallen. Waste no time, my precious. Come, come into my tender waiting arms, for I know your heart, and truly it is not for these things, but for me. This is why I have stationed myself beside you always, to help you renounce those things that are not profitable for your soul. Come now, let us walk together. Place your precious hand in mine, and let's go past these temptations and win a new level of commitment, a new level of walking in those things that really matter, and rejecting all else that is unprofitable to your soul. And that was the end of his message. And I just made a note here. Heart dwellers, this is no time for you to backslide with food or the glamours of the world. Your world is on the brink of war, and this should be your focus in prayer, as well as tending to the needs of the very poor who may not even have food for the festivities of the season. With tenderness, Jesus said, I welcome you back into my arms, my bride, forever. There is a song that you might want to listen to. I don't know the title of it, but it's about forgiveness by Michael W. Smith. It's a really beautiful song, that you've washed away all my sins. Washed away, you've washed away all my sins. Beautiful song. And I encourage you to include that in your playlists, your random playlists, so that if you've fallen, you can get a touch from the Lord through that song. God bless you, heart dwellers, and keep your hearts for him and for his nativity this Christmas. Amen.